On the 20th day of the month of January, in the waning years of a decade not at all removed from our own, the American people suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying yet well-meaning threat surfaced, as such threats often do, in the seemingly most unintelligent and unlikely of places, Washington, D.C.
Liberal shop of horrors, call a cop. It just gets bizarre, it won't stop. Liberal shop of horrors, no.
Well, it's clear that we Republicans know that Obama's a failure.
Why is that?
Well, he hasn't solved a single one of the major problems that we caused.
Liberal shop of horrors, no gun shops. Lots of sushi bars, will they flop? We could ask Mara, whoa.
Well, it seems that Barack has rebuilt one thing successfully.
What's that?
The Republican Party.
Jing-a-ling, what a liberal thing that is happening.
Look out.
Shalawow, see the commies now everywhere.
Yeah.
Shalalook, you will end up broke. You won't own a thing.
You'll be a debtor.
You will be a debtor.
Sell your mama.
Then you best forget her.
You better.
Everybody better beware.
Say next year's tax forms will be printed on Kleenex for our convenience.
For our convenience? How's that?
Makes it easier to pay through the nose.
They're on top. Liberal shop of horrors, they don't stop. Tell them au revoir, we can swap. Say our sayonaras, go. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vice President Joe Biden.
No!